My one piece of advice would be breathe, take a breath, step back. Don't get too involved in the day-to-day of your business because it's really hard to get out of. Know why you're doing what you're doing, and if you aren't getting the results that you want, stop doing it.
Well, I think number one is to persevere, because there's a lot of people that are going to tell you no and that it won't work, but you need to trust your gut and just go for it.
Well, I always tell everybody do opposite of what I've done, but the big thing is, of course, never give up and don't listen to all the negative people. Just do what you want to do and continue to try day in and day out a little bit towards your goal, and you'll get there.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN. You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, authors, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Mark Rasinovich, who works at Microsoft as a technical fellow, Microsoft's senior most technical position. He joined the company when Microsoft acquired Winternal Software, which he co-founded in 1996. He is also the author of the popular SysInternals tools. He is co-author of the Windows Internals book series, a contributing editor for TechNet magazine, and a senior contributing editor for Windows IT Pro magazine. He has authored Zero Day as his first fiction novel, and now Trojan Horse continues the series. Mr. Rasinovich, thanks for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, Eric, thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, you're welcome. What made you decide to write fiction and Zero Day in particular?
Well, this book had been in me for a long time, actually, when I started focusing on cybersecurity in the late 90s and then into the early 2000s. I saw the huge potential it had in the hands of people out to cause damage and destruction. We saw those kinds of people at work, of course, in the 9/11 attacks, and cyber seemed to me to be an awesome weapon because of its anonymity, its huge potential for global reach, and the devastation it could cause if it was coded properly to carry out effective attacks against the computing infrastructure and even everyday computers that people are using in their businesses and at homes. And so that was the novel Zero Day, based on cyber terrorism, exactly that scenario of terrorists using cyber weapons to carry out an attack against the Western world.
Really interesting. Now, what's the premise of Trojan Horse?
Trojan Horse goes in a different direction to look at cybersecurity and cyber warfare, cyber espionage, things that are happening in the news that people have been seeing with, for example, the Aurora attacks that were perpetrated on Google that's believed to be China, Operation Shady Rat, this project carried out last year by McAfee Security Corporation that discovered that about 70 governments and large corporations around the world had been infected with malware, again believed to be from China, that was leaking information out of those corporations to China. That this kind of cyber espionage is going on all the time, that we believe that the Chinese have infected or infiltrated our, for example, electrical power grid system. And so that book goes in that direction and shows, again, China, U.S., and U.K. involved in cyber espionage that involves the Middle East and nuclear weapons. Kind of a page from also what we saw a couple of summers ago when this virus attack hit the Iranian nuclear program at Natanz, destroying physically the centrifuges there that are believed to be enriching uranium as part of a program they've got to create a nuclear weapon. So we see cyber and espionage there crossing into cyber warfare and actually physical destruction from the cyberspace.
Is there a message in these books, and how realistic are those?
Yeah, the message in Zero Day is really about how dependent we've become on computer systems in a way that a lot of people just take for granted and don't consciously recognize. I mean, you know, people don't you got a small business, your small business is running on computer systems. What would happen if tomorrow you came into work and all those systems had been wiped clean of all their data and information and you couldn't even boot them anymore? How would you respond to that? How long would your business be down and how much would that cost you? And the answer to that, of course, is probably a pretty scary scenario for most people. And recovering from that would be something that they wouldn't be prepared for. The effects of that then would be pretty devastating, and yet that's a scenario that's actually not – we actually have seen cases where malware has done that, fortunately not on the large scale that I portrayed in Zero Day, but just last week, a large Saudi oil company announced that 30,000 of their computers have been infected with a virus that attempted to wipe some data off the computers and make them unbootable. And it took them over a week to recover from that. And it's not clear just how effective or ineffective the malware was, but yet, nevertheless, that's what its intent was. And it did take that company off the internet for a week. So it's, I think, just evidence of what we see in the news, and we don't even know the half of it because a lot of these things are unreported. I wanted to make the book realistic and to carry out that message that these things are very plausible and we should all be conscious of them.
Today we're joined by Mark Rusinovich, the author of Zero Day, his first fiction novel, and now Trojan Horse, which is a continued series here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mark, you also wrote a short story. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's a short story I published about a month ago called Operation Desolation, and that one, again, tries to fictionalize and make entertaining a story that tells people about what's really going on out there in the world of cybersecurity and cyberspace. And, of course, a lot of people have heard of these hacktivist groups, Anonymous, and then last year Lulzsec, the attacks on Sony, for example, that they carried out. So this book is the main character from Zero a Day fighting off an attack from Anonymous and solving a case. It's a short story, about 35 pages long, but just introduces you to the character and that scenario of hacktivism and really how hacktivism, and a lot of people think Anonymous is an organized group, or these groups are structured organizations intent on very deliberate policies and going after targets that have a clear kind of pattern to them, when in fact it's really a rogue collection of people that just happen to get together and somebody will say, hey, let's go attack this site, or I've managed to hack into this government and let's go have fun with it. And then afterwards they might try to put some kind of political message on it. In some cases they might go after a company that's annoyed them for some reason, or that's against kind of the principle of free information and free media. For example, last year the Sony attacks really started because Sony prosecuted somebody that had figured out a way to hack the Sony PlayStation to get free games, and claimed affiliation with Anonymous believed that that was an attack on people's right to hack systems and get free access to information and data and media if they wanted it.
Well, tell me, what's in store for Jeff and Daryl, the lead characters in the book?
Well, in Trojan Horse, it starts out by a piece of malware being sent, or believed to be being sent, as part of a document to a UK government organization from the UN. And this, again, highlights an attack vector that is commonly used in cases of cyber and espionage, which is a technique called spear phishing, with the phishing spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. Kind of a play on the phishing net where you get an email that looks like it's from eBay or PayPal or Microsoft, and you're tricked into clicking on it or providing a password or credit card information. That's called phishing. And spear phishing is something that's a little more targeted, where the message or the trick is crafted specifically for a person or an organization with information that leads that person to believe that it is really a legitimate communication or a legitimate document. For example, you might – a common scenario that the Chinese have used is they'll see that somebody in some government agency had been at a conference a couple months before and then send an email that looks like – that pretends to be from somebody that was also at the conference. Hey, it was great meeting you at the conference. I see that you're in – you know, we – saw that you were interested in this particular topic, and I ran across this paper that I think you'd find really interesting. And it turns out that the paper's a PDF document that's actually infected, so that if you open it with a PDF reader, that has a vulnerability in it, and these vulnerabilities are often investigated, researched by the Chinese so that there's no patch for them. It's called a zero-day attack. So if you open it with any Adobe Reader, you'll get infected. And that's the way they get the malware into that organization then, through that channel. And the person reading it has no idea that this has gone on. Well, the book opens with such an attachment being sent that it misfires and causes the program to crash, which is a warning sign in any kinds of these organizations that are under attacks like this. So they call in Jeff and Daryl to investigate, and that starts to lead them to pulling on this thread of what's going on here. Why is this document being sent? And it's actually altered document that's a report on the Iranian nuclear program, and that starts them down this detective chase that eventually ends up with both of them having their lives at risk and having to figure out a way out of it, and yet also stop malware from getting into the Iranian nuclear systems that would promote or accelerate or enable them to get their nuclear weapon ready.
Really interesting stuff. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about these novels online or to be in touch.
So there's a website I've got for this. It's called TrojanHorseTheBook.com. And there you can find information about Zero Day, Trojan Horse. I've got video trailers that are kind of put together that are kind of fun, to a couple-minute videos that look like they're movie trailers about the books. That I think people enjoy watching, and also have information there about my nonfiction books, too. It started really with nonfiction and writing about the internals of the Windows operating system, and those books are also on that site.
And in conclusion, anything you'd like to leave the listeners with as a final statement in regards to what we've been speaking about today?
I think that, again, to be aware that this is going on, and if you're running a business, a lot of people listening, I know, are entrepreneurs, startups, have small businesses managing their own computer systems or outsourcing it, to make sure that you're aware that some of the most important aspects of keeping your business up and running are your computer's health of your computer systems and keeping the bad guys out of them, not having your information leak out, not having malware get in there, potentially hurt the reputation of your company if customer information is leaked out of there. And certainly if there's an attack like the one we saw in the Saudi oil company, where your computers are wiped off, that you have backups that are recent and regular and can get back up and running with hopefully as minimal disruption as you can.
Certainly been good to catch up with you. He is Mark Rasinovich, who works at Microsoft as a technical fellow, Microsoft's senior most technical position. He joined the company when Microsoft acquired Winternal Software, which he co-founded in 1996. He is also the author of the popular Systernals Tools. He is co-author of the Windows Internals book series, a contributing editor for TechNet Magazine, and a senior contributing editor for Windows IT Pro Magazine. He has authored Zero Day as his first fiction novel, and now Trojan Horse, a continued series, and the website of reference, go check it out. It's TrojanHorseTheBook.com. Mr. Rasinovich, thank you so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.